What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, we're in the business of winning football games. That's what we've set forth each and every day this offseason. And the people involved in this football program have each and every day shown me that they are up for the task. And what does that mean? Well, how many games are won and lost today? Zero. So you have to establish a standard and maintain it. And realistically, that's what we've been about from the beginning. But sometimes a re-emphasis or just emphasizing anything in general is very necessary.
All right. Kind of a takeoff of what didn't happen last year is how I read into it, that Mike goes on to talk about culture change, and I believe he named number one is being on time and doing it the right way and everybody being on the same page. And when you see something that you know is not right and it's messing with the team and you're doing it the right way, go ahead and call the guy out. And hopefully he's man enough to take it. So, listen. He's right about one thing. It's not game one. We've got a few months before game one. But I do agree. It's got to be done the right way at training camp every day. The few rules you have, they got to be followed. Everybody's got to buy in that the coach is doing the right thing. But the only thing, again, this is firsthand old school. I don't know. I would never, when I was on the Dolphin teams, I've never felt good enough to tell somebody else how to do something. I think most of my teammates, even some of the guys, really good players, just didn't feel like, would never call other guys out when they saw something not being done. Whether you had a guy freelancing, it was messing up your defense. But I will tell you, there were some guys on our defense who had stronger personalities that would say something. But I had a coach with a big, strong personality. And like Dan Marino, you guys have told me to stop with the Dan Marino stuff and what he did. You're right. And I'll stop with the Don Shula stuff too. Except if there was a problem, he put the fire out real quickly. And by the way, same problems back then. Guys wanted more money. That's not something new. Just wasn't as much money. But, yeah, we were fighting to get every dime you could. And Shoes was also known to cut somebody. And sometimes you go, holy smokes, that guy was pretty good. Jeez. I know. He had an attitude. I get it. He had a bad attitude sometimes. But, boy, if the chemistry meter went off and it wasn't good, Shoes, he thought you were affecting what he was preaching, his culture. his team's culture, then he had a problem. You have to worry about how strong your leadership was. He was like, yeah, leadership got a I do need you guys on the field and, you know, push each other and make sure everybody's doing it the right way, but I'll take care of the big stuff. Don't worry about that. So anyway, Mike, Megan, Claire, I like it. I like what Mike's doing. By the way, if I was Mike and those coaches, I would want to coach all those young guys too, man. They are hungry. Even you get a free agent like our starting safeties right now, who I think have done pretty well so far, just starting off, and they're guys that basically have been backups for Detroit and for the Jets, and they're now getting a chance to start, and it's an open competition. They said it again yesterday. Safety is an open competition. Don't read into, you know, anybody else. Ashton Davis and Fatu Melifonwu are both, you know, playing and showing they can do it. But we got other guys too. But those guys are hungry, man. They get they're both young guys still. But they want to play well. They want to get more money. They want to show they can play. They don't want to be known as backups. Or one guy's coming off injury. The other guy was the third safety for the Jets. So, you want those guys. They're going to be hungry to learn, do it the right way. You're not getting a guy that's been to, like, 7 Pro Bowls that wants to do it his way and is going and telling you, I want to cover this guy. And, well, I didn't really want to do that this week. No, I want to blitz. And they're going to be buying in. They're very coachable. They're going to buy into your system. They're new. And so it should be a better culture. Now, can the better culture have enough talent to win enough games? That's what remains to be seen. But as far as everything right now it seems to be everything that's being talked about right now is culture change, accountability, you know, on the field, locker room, behind the scenes. That's, being on time, staying to the rules, playing by the rules, trusting them. I don't know where the coaches come into play. They just want to coach. I'm not sure, you know, defensive coordinators are going to run the show. You got 3 or 4 guys offensively that all have some form of a coordinator connection to their name. They're going to help Mike with the offense, but you still got to have talent. You still got to you have to have enough talent, and hopefully they do with what they put together. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to hear about the following year. I don't want to hear about 2026. I want to hear about 2025. I want to win games now with the core guys you still have. And hopefully they can stay healthy, starting with Tua. You know, his leadership sounds great. We need Tua to play 17 games. He'll be a hell of a lot better leader when he's playing well on the field. And then on top of that, Chubb and Phillips, there's a lot of great stories. Both guys, when they're healthy, they are really friggin' good. I believe they're still really good. And along with Chop, if you could get those three guys, man, it is behind Tua. It is number 2 for me. Number 2. And I know not everybody's going to stay healthy. I know guys are going to get hurt. You can look at last year, all the guys were on IR. And you can look around the league at how many guys are on the IR and miss 4-plus games. A lot of guys. But Chubb and Phillips and Tua right there at the top of the please stay healthy priority list for this team. Along with Chop, who they've added, who looks like he's about ready to explode and just have a phenomenal year. But I'll tell you what, if you get all three of those guys on the field at the same time, Anthony Weaver will find a way to do it, be a big help. Big help. And really good stuff going on if that happens. Hey, we got first round of the U.S. Open. And of all courses, if you're not familiar, I get tired. It's just me. Maybe you like it as golf fans. That for those of you that they're going to watch the U.S. Open at Oakmont Country Club, just outside of Pittsburgh. This is one of the reasons I don't golf. By the way, the frustration of like every course became I couldn't hit it straight and spending money trying to get lessons, and my lessons lasted for a while, and then every bad habit came back. It was brutal. The amount of money I spent on lessons, I could have taken a beautiful vacation somewhere with a wife, and it would have been great. But this thing is, it's going to be even par, or it's going to be over par, and somebody's going to win a tournament. The best players in the world are going to have double bogeys and bogeys. The other day, Rory McIlroy played on this and shot an 81.
They literally just started, Joe. Like, there's a couple of guys who just finished the first hole. There's one guy is plus two through one. It's just this American guy.
So he went double bogey right off the bat.
Yeah, another guy's plus one. There's a couple that are even, and then this guy, Zach Blair, birdied one. So,
man, you just like they're saying even par, man, even par. The goal, they're already talking about it. They know how difficult. Few guys will whine about it at some point. Scottie Scheffler's a heavy favorite to win this thing.
Yes, he is.
But I got to tell you, Woody, the best part of all this is that eighth hole. They got a big picture of the eighth hole and the sign that says par three, 288 yards. Are you kidding?
So you're going to get some notable names teeing off in the 7 o'clock hour here, Joe, like where we're at right now. So these guys are teeing off the next 10, 15 minutes here. You got like Bryson, Xander Schauffelier, Justin Rose, Rory McIlroy, all those
Schauffelier.
Guys. Yeah.
You're going to Schauffelier me.
Yeah, all those guys.
You're about ready to Schauffelier me right now. By the way, your boy DeChambeau is, I think, second favorite to win this tournament.
Oh, great.
I tell you, old Bryson been pretty good, man.
Yeah, oh, his personality on a Sunday, nothing like it, man. I hope he's
not a fan.
Leading the clubhouse. Yeah, I don't know. Really,
you know
fun.
What? It is funny that...
Where's Tiger, man? I don't see Tiger on this thing.
No, Tiger's still getting healthy.
We need him. Don't we?
I don't. Does Tiger ever come back and play?
I have no idea. But if he was playing in this thing this weekend, think about it. I mean, wouldn't the buzz, like, there's no buzz around this thing. Wouldn't there be a nice buzz around this?
Are you doing that all the golfers are boring thing?
No, but I just think if Tiger, well, they are. But if Tiger was playing, I think there'd be, even though he wouldn't make the cut. Tiger on this course would probably be that beat.
Scottie Scheffler has been real good, and I get it. He's a straight guy and looks to be kind of private, really good guy. You know, everybody says all these great things about him, but he's a monster on the course right now. He is.
Texas said you got to golf at least twice weekly to get better. It's a lot of dedication.
See, I don't.
I told you that, by the way. Like, if he played every day, you'd figure it out.
So I got to tell you something. I disagree with that text that came in 305-567-0560. I think unless you get to a point you're really good, I think you got to play more than twice. And I'm not saying you have to play 18 holes. You got to go out and hit golf balls. You got to live close to a golf course or belong to a club, and you got to go. I got an hour on my way home here. I'm going to change and hit a few golf balls before. I think you got to do that. You got to work on hit your irons. You got to hit the driver.
Well, how often does Bo play?
Bo doesn't
play every day, does he?
No, but Bo's going to be – he'll come in and tell you. He joined a nice club, and he's not very good. Now, I'm not making shots at him. He'll tell you he's not very good.
But he didn't play early in life, right?
We all kind of picked the game up at the same time.
Like, he wasn't as a kid at Milpitas Country Club. He wasn't playing, right?
That's not funny, bro. No. That wasn't funny. You had to do that?
It's a very exclusive.
I was waiting to
see.
It's
a very exclusive club, by the way.
Waiting to see when you were going to go super childish. It took you to 7:19 in the morning. You're actually doing really well. Milpitas High School in the Bay Area, not Milpitas. You're a bad guy. You really are. Speaking of that, that leads me right into Atlantic Men's Clinic. I might as well
go
Milpitas right into Atlantic Men's Clinic, because if you are dealing with low T or ED and your sex drive is gone, man, you need Atlantic Men's Clinic. And I had such great results because I had full-blown, I'm telling everybody, I had low T and ED. And I mean, I had problems not only staying awake, my energy level, and when my energy level got real bad over the last couple years, I started gaining weight, got up to 265, which was not good, and sex drive was gone, not hit and miss, that was for a while, then it was just gone, nothing, and my wife brought it up to me when I go, well, I don't know what's going on, you're stressed, no, that's more than that. Atlantic Men's Clinic helped me, though. I did go to that first appointment. I'm so glad I did, man. I got the T and PSA tests done. I met with their professionals. I had to tell them what was going on. They told me, and they said, Joe, we got a program. This is going to be gone real quickly, and you're going to do it the right way, the safe way, and a way to get unbelievable results. And, boy, they weren't lying. It's been more than a year now, And it's incredible. And I see why so many men are going to Atlantic Men's Clinic when I go in there, whether it's Thursday or Friday. All different ages. Guys in their 40s in there, 50s, 60s, 70s, or guys in their 80s going in there, going, hey, I got a young wife at home. I'm here too, man. I got to tell you, it's about great results, but it's about feeling better, number one, and just having more energy to stay active and want to do more, especially as you get close to retirement. Hey, man, they have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. I promise you, just short of guarantee you, unbelievable results when you go with that professional staff. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one, and you're going to get a great start there, man. AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Learn more. Atlantic Men's Clinic works.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, just a little teaser for what we hope happens tonight. Doug Plagans, really, really good, by the way. I know I never have Doug on.
He is good.
Doug Plagans is good. Yeah. And by the way, I find out, I got to tell you, I hope Doug doesn't get upset about this if it gets back to him. So Doug's a good-looking guy.
What, did you date his wife or something?
No, I know. I'm good. Whatever. Those days are all done. I've had that happen. You're a bad man, but no. I did. Oh, I had a terrible experience, as some guy told me. Oh, man. He just threw me totally off on that. Kimbo camper in here. Just a bad guy. So Doug Plagan's a good-looking dude. So I'm walking down there. I don't want to say any names, but you know a lot of the girls here at FM are all single. So they go, hey. So Doug's been getting a lot more pub because, you know, he's got a lot of calls. Everybody uses
great
calls. They're great calls. He and Billy Lindsay are great. And so she showed me a picture. And I hadn't seen Doug. I'm like, guy, he's a good-looking guy. Yeah. I'm not afraid to say Doug. You know, both guys. Hey, good-looking kid. So she goes, yeah, can you find out if he's single? So, said, way to go, Doug, man. You got it rolling, man.
I tell you what, but he's had, you know – so I see on I sometimes so like the late games, especially the one that went into to double overtime.
Yeah,
you know, I stayed for the and then I went to bed and I put my headphones, I you know, put some earbuds in and listened to them on the call, you know, while I'm you know, so because I wanted to hear the game, and But his calls when they went, like the call with him and Lindsey to win it last year, that was monumental.
Yeah.
But so they put it out on social media, and he's always got a great call. And you know you can tell when a guy's in. I mean, he's standing up, he's leaning into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they get pictures of it. It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And look what a product they've got. They've got a product to
hey,
work
Bo,
with.
Hey, so it's funny you said that. So you go back a little further than I do. You were here in the 70s before the. Right after the great teams. So we've had three great runs in this team. Not to take away from anything anybody else has done, but we had a Dolphins team in the 70s, go to the Super Bowl and lose, come back and win the next two, including going undefeated in there.
Should have won the third one, another one.
They got kicked around pretty good by Dallas, didn't they?
But I'm talking about afterwards where they lost to Oakland. In the Sea of Hands play.
Well, I was just talking about as far as getting to the finals to the Super Bowl three straight years. The Heat did it with the big three, four straight years, and won two of them. But these guys now, three Stanley Cups, two wins away from doing it back-to-back years. And by the way, a lot of people think they're going to be able, God bless them, to get Sam Bennett back on this team.
Yeah.
He's looking $8-10 million a year, which is – And they're claiming they could have enough money and that he still wants to be here.
Yeah.
Bo, you're talking about bringing your core of guys back again.
So they've got, they really do have a good core. And look, this team's just been this third Stanley Cup. They played a lot of hockey. Oh, and these guys are still that game the game on I don't even know what day it is half the time. I went to the game.
Yeah.
Monday game. And they traveled, and this is their third run to the Stanley Cup. A lot of extra games they're playing, and those guys came up and they were skating so fast and so hard. They just overwhelmed
Edmonton,
and they had nothing they could do. And you just go, man, Bill Zito got to get Bill Zito's got to get a lot of credit because he's.
I think Billy Boy's getting a lot of credit these days.
No, he has.
I hear the national guys starting to say Bill Zito's as good a GM.
Because look, they've got a salary cap, right?
Yes.
So he's working in the salary, and look, but he's able to get Marchand coming in and moving people around, and so you feel very optimistic. At least I do from a Panther, from the whole organization, from Vinny on down. To that organization.
Well, Vinny's the one that really got it.
Everybody in that organization are class people. And so you feel good that this thing could go on and go on, because, look, they got a lot of guys under contract for a couple more years.
You do wonder. You brought up a good point, though, because the Heat, I remember LeBron saying this, like, hey, 4 years, all of a sudden you go through this whole thing and get to the finals. You're talking about playing another full year of hockey in all these playoff games that you're playing, and they're starting to flirt to getting closer to that number of 82 games in the season. Man, it's been great. They got three guys, and again, I'm getting ahead of myself, and so the hockey guys hate talking about it. They're all superstitious because they still need two wins, and I understand that. They got Ekblad, who's been here. And been a big part of kind of the guy that kind of kicked it off with all the great first round picks that they have had, and they've had some good ones. Barkey also one of those guys, and now they got Marchand who they'd love to keep and Bennett because Marchand and Bennett they've been the story here in the finals along with Big Bob and what he's doing.
And I guess by most accounts they probably only going to be able to keep two of those guys, right?
I hope
you'd like to
I hope
maybe just one. Are you
so
thinking
the question?
That
Look.
I don't know that. I may be naive, but this organization, this is a tight knit group. We were at a restaurant. It was a day before they were leaving for game one to Edmonton, and we're at this, and the whole team was sitting there. They had the whole team in there, right?
Yeah.
And
they are tight.
Tight.
It's not fake tight.
No, it's not. No. They're. They remind me of the teams that we had with the closeness that we had.
We had tight teams,
and so we're sitting there and they get up. They all get up at the same time to walk out. The whole restaurant starts clapping for them, but you can tell the camaraderie with those guys, and I don't know. I know what disrupts that camaraderie when it comes to contracts is the agents, right? Because the player may say, hey, I'll take a little more because I really like it here. and we probably can win maybe another cup after this.
Take a little bit less.
But that agent's going, no, you gotta get your money. Now you're creeping in on my reputation.
So Reinhart was a concern a year ago, and actually Ed Jovanovski told us a couple days before. He said, "Hey," because he wasn't at the parade.
Yeah.
We're sitting up there at your place and looking, watching. And they go, "Hey, this Reinhart thing." And somebody said, "I'm a little worried about this. He's not here. It's weird." He was at a come to find out, he's at a wedding for his best friend. Right. He was in the wedding, but it was a done deal. He already said, "I'm coming back," and he had like Bennett's doing this year, and Reinhart had a great regular season.
Would you be surprised, but if just before this thing ends, no matter what happens, that they get one of those guys under the
One of them back.
Yeah. I mean.
But I just don't see a way to get them all three back.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, money's going to we just can't give you enough. Mm. And the guys are going to probably take a look. I said this to start the show. When you got something like this going on and they win a second one, everybody's going to try to stay. All of a sudden, do you want me? Yes, but we got limited money. Yeah. I think some of those guys might stay because they want to be part of this.
Well, yeah. It depends on the money, obviously,
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying you're taking
a little bit of haircut.
Minimum wage for your year. But, so anyway, it'll be a fun topic down the road if they can win these next two games.
Well, they take this one tonight, and you're right in the catbird seat,
man. If they demoralize them and get them out of their game again tonight, now, I expect Edmonton's going to play better.
You know, I'm saying this at this game. And we stayed till the last minute because, like 30 seconds, they're fighting with 30 seconds.
Yeah, you can't leave.
You can't leave.
You can't. That keeps you around.
And I'm just sitting there, and we're driving home, and I'm going, it's you rarely see it, but it's great to see, especially at that level, where you beat a team down so bad that they just get so frustrated. They just want it. They just go crazy. They start throwing blows and
breaking a hockey stick over the back of Bennett. Yeah. And Bennett finally, he took it, and he took another shot in the back. Then the third one, he goes, "This is enough."
Well,
now
he
turns.
They get a face off. They drop the puck and two or three of the guys just turn around and start going at
so
each other.
They let those two fight until they were worn out. And they finally said
those guys
enough.
They went forever. And I kept watching. So two of the officials, two of the referees were getting guys in.
Other guys,
they're getting them into the penalty box, right, or whatever they were doing, keeping them back. So there's one guy there, and he's just saying, "Hey, I'm not jumping in the middle."
Yeah.
And then the two other came in, and they still let them go. That was, that was
wild.
Let the two go, and
like you said, that keeps you around because the place, every time a punch was landed, people are going crazy.
And I've heard a couple of these guys, that's brutal. Why are they, those naysayers, that – you know,
guess what?
They need to be.
I've heard this since they
need to be beat down.
Yeah, that's a minority that complain about the fight. Right. Why did that game? See, this is what's wrong with the game.
Brutal. It's too brutal.
There's nothing wrong with that game. Trust me, that was good. Hey, we got to go to break. Kim Bocamper's with us here this morning, and Bo, I got some culture change talk for you from Mike. We'll have that for you coming up here. But hey, we got something cool going on Saturday. I want to tell everybody about, man. Comes Your Health. I've been saying this to all old guys. Bo knows, Jimmy knows, Danny knows, and Joe knows that I feel fine. I don't have any problems. And then you go and you find out you got a few, but you got to go to find out. And you never know, man. We want to invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and a select group of really great guys and professionals. The doctors will be out there. I want to let you know that Dan Marino, Glenn Rice, Bo, we're going to have a whole group of guys out there. It's going to be really fun. It's cool things going on, body screening, prizes for the kids, stuff for the kids to do. More importantly, sit and listen. If you haven't had a physical and done it for a while, I get it. That's an old school thing that I grew up with, but it needs to stop. It's this Saturday, starts at 10 a.m., the Health Men's Summit, June 14th, this Saturday, Tank Brewery. Learn how to take charge of your health. That's what it's all about. It's Zotime out there. It's free to everybody if you want to learn more. But remember, it's at Tank Brewery. It's down by the Miami International Airport. Go to baptisthealth.net/Zotime. Hope to see you there Saturday.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us here today on a Stanley Cup Game 4 day?
All right, guys, looks like Shaquille O'Neal might be officially done with this FTX deal here. I know a lot of these guys have been trying to settle this thing. They all got sued, as you recall, the celebrity endorsers.
Yeah, did they all give the money back? What happened with... There are a lot of...
Shaq had to give some back. He gave $1.8 million back to settle the claims against him. It said he had reportedly been paid around $750,000 to promote FTX, which you know how that ended. There are a lot of people involved in that thing, by the way. Brady, his wife at the time, Larry David, Steph Curry, David Ortiz, Otani.
Larry David, how do you fit into that crowd?
He was in that commercial they played in the Super Bowl, remember?
You're right. That's right.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah. You an FTX guy, Bo?
I don't even know what FTX is.
It's a crypto. Well, it was a crypto exchange.
You're not doing it.
I got no idea.
You're not a Bitcoin guy?
No.
I got a guy I play with and play tennis with.
If you can tell me what makes you buy or sell a Bitcoin, then I'll get into it.
You know what will happen, Bo?
Nobody knows.
You know our luck will be? We'll get in with another guy that's going to do 25 years in prison.
You know what they tell me? Well, the more people buy, the more it goes up. Oh, duh. Well, what makes it go up?
Hey, Bo.
Got to recruit more people.
I'm telling you. Our luck is... There'll be five different ones that do great. We'll go with the sixth guy that's doing like 25 or 30 years in prison.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
All right, guys. We got another podcast coming here. Serena and Venus Williams are set to launch a new video podcast this August. It will premiere on X. I guess that's also Twitter. They are going to have celebrity interviews, different kind of stuff about their career and such, and... There's a bunch of podcasts now on Twitter. Khloe Kardashian has one. Joe, I'm sure you know about that one.
Why do you have to bring that up? I haven't watched the Kardashian show in a long time. I got enough dysfunction in my own life.
But you're in a house full of girls.
Yes.
Yeah. And they all love it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So sometimes I just brought up one day. Sometimes I come home and it's friggin' on.
Yeah.
And I sit down and And they go at it. I mean, yeah. They get it. They get how to make it work between dysfunctional relationships.
You know what? I tell you what. I may be wrong, but the Kardashians, maybe it was the mother, was the first one that figured out social media and how to make money in social media. She's the brains behind the whole thing. Exactly. But, I mean, they were right at it. You know, they have the little sex tape, and all of a sudden it turns into now they own the world, you know?
I don't know. That thing is still out there. I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. No.
I looked for a while.
I'm sure.
But you know, it's funny.
The damn sex tape.
But it's funny how the other sister. What's the sister Chloe? She's unrecognizable from what she used to be.
She's had a few surgeries.
A few.
I think they're good though.
A few.
I don't have a problem with Chloe's surgeries. I've seen them. And she does look completely different.
But I
got to tell you, I think Kim looks good, and people rip me. You think Kim's? Like, Kim, is that your style or no?
No. You know what?
Can I tell you who I like? Scottie Pippen's ex-wife. I think she looks good.
Isn't she dating who's...
20-year-old.
She's still dating Michael Jordan's son or something like
that? No. He got dumped. She dumped him, but she's got an...
What's her name? Larsa or something like
Larsa.
That?
Larsa. He's in a downward spiral, by the way, the Jordan kid.
Is he?
He got, like, arrested for something, and then I'm MJ's son. There was a DUI, wasn't it?
That's a good thing to say.
Might have been a few things in that car. I can't remember. Yeah.
Was it more than just that?
I don't know. I said there could have been.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, guys. We have our top selling NFL players for the 2024-25 season here. Any thoughts on who sold the most merch?
Top selling
players.
Mahomes?
No. He was number two.
Washington Commanders quarterback.
That's
a good one.
Number four. Jaden Daniels was number four on this list.
Who would be number one?
Saquon Barkley.
There you go, Bo. Yeah. Good job.
There you go.
What?
Saquon Barkley comes in at,
that's a good
at
call.
Number one.
Saquon.
Patrick Mahomes at number two. Jalen Hurts at number three. Jaden Daniels number four. CJ Stroud at number five.
He needs a little bounce back.
Saquon's become a superstar, man.
Very likable, man.
Very likable guy,
talks,
classy guy.
And really friggin' good.
Yeah, really good. Really good. I tell you, how about that team? How about the Giants looking at it going, geez, we had that guy, why didn't we just keep him?
Such a bad look.
Yeah. I mean, learn how to use a guy, right?
And by the way, it was on friggin' a documentary. It was part of it, and they're high-fiving each other.
Because they got rid of him?
Yeah, it was like, oh, my God.
You're good.
Fools.
Yeah.
Luckily, this went up to 50 here, the top retailers, Joe, because we got Tyreek clocking in at 25 and then Tua at 38.
38?
Yeah. And Rodgers came in at 28, by the way, just in case you were keeping track.
Hey, speaking of that, how about all of a sudden this Pittsburgh's like, they had Aaron Rodgers and they think they're going to throw for 350 yards a game. It's incredible. Everybody gets fired up again.
Yeah. You know, I can see both ways of it. You know, I can see how, you look at him three or four. Look, if this was 4 years ago, I'd go, okay, man, that's great. But what we've seen out of him behavior-wise and
he can't throw
and
it,
Well, he can throw. He can sling the ball. That guy
can still throw it.
Let me tell you what. That guy is the least effort, best throwing quarterback I think I've ever. He just kind of, it's like. He's kind of lazily, I don't get it.
I watched him at Cal. Hell, I went to his bowl game.
Yeah.
With some guys. And he's going to be a first round pick. I go, okay. I didn't realize his arm is that good till you watch it in person.
Yeah, I don't know that it is anymore. I even agree with Mike Tannenbaum this time around. Really Mike good. Tannenbaum said he's going to be irrelevant by November. So that's
I got a feeling that's the case.
I hope so. I really do.
I don't know how good the surrounding.
Yeah, I don't think he's got supporting cast.
I don't know what that. But so and look, I think he's going to be a guy like I think much like happened with the Jets. Things start going sideways and he's going to bail out. You know. He may play, but I don't think he's going to be 100% in.
He's in a different world, though. In New York Jets land, now you're in Pittsburgh. Different standard.
He's got a new woman to ruin, too. His new wife.
He
quietly got married.
Yeah. Undercover, huh?
Oh, he said after the last three. After the last three, that's it.
One more.
No more sharing
here.
It with you bastards.
UD was on with Pat McAfee. You know, things get a little loose on that show.
Yeah.
Here's UD.
I remember when there was a conversation, I think, about Jimmy and Spo getting into it a little bit, and I don't remember if you came out publicly and said it or if everybody else was saying it for you. UD will fight for Coach Spoelstra, anybody.
I was going to whip Jimmy's ass. It's okay. And I love Jimmy. That's nothing against Jimmy. But before I let one guy take down his locker room, I whip your ass.
That's awesome. It's very evident why all your teams.
There's 15 other guys here got the right mindset. Before I let this one guy take down these whole 15, I whip your ass.
And so.
that's UD, man. Does that surprise you?
Nope.
UD's been that guy. UD's been that guy since he was playing in where did he play? Miami. Where was he at? Where did he play?
He went Florida. He was a Gator.
No. High school.
He went to Miami High.
Miami High. Yeah. Who was that? That was who was that?
Oh, those great teams. Are you
really
kidding
good
me?
They were the best team
in the country. By the way, UD, I knew there was like he's saying nice things. I don't think he's ever been a Jimmy fan outside of the way he played.
I think all the drama last year,
I think UD was just
I think UD is one of those guys. Oh, what? He's going to fly his own plane? I mean, he's going to fly by himself? He's going to stay in the hotel? Yeah. Well, we're not going to.
I don't think UD would like that.
No. I can't say for sure, but just knowing UD and his personality and his commitment to team, that didn't fly very well with him.
Yeah, so that was pretty good though. Yeah, that's just not going to happen. I got nothing against Jimmy, but you ain't messing this team up.
And look, I know UD around wouldn't be bad. I know there's a lot of people that are kind of down on Spo a little bit. I don't see it. I mean, if you've watched this guy,
I think Spo got the most out of what he had.
No doubt about it. And for those guys that are saying, his time is come and gone, I believe he's far from that.
How you feel
that.
About Riley?
You look at Pat's resume, I'm going to let him go as long as he wants.
I agree.
I don't have,
Pat wants to stay.
There's nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong with Pat's basketball mind. And look, he's proven.
So he's getting a little bit of that.
Over. He's getting a little bit of that, oh, yeah.
He's getting shut up. If you're not playing, shut up.
Yeah.
You're out.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'll get you a new contract when you play more games, which is right up your alley.
The problem with that whole situation is, it's like all the older coaches that have gone through the tough, where you're a tough guy, you got to prove this, now you're getting these softies coming in, right? Oh, geez, I can't play more than 60 games a year, but you're paying me $70 million,
Almost all the old school coaches are gone.
Well, either they're being squeezed out. The ones that are left are probably
players are
short time for this league.
Players are having a lot more say. Hey, we got to go to break here. 8 o'clock hour is coming up. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. Chris Perkins going to join us in a couple of minutes. Perk was out of camp yesterday. We got a lot to talk about, and if you haven't heard, we'll hear what Mike McDaniel had to say yesterday about culture change. For the Miami Dolphins and Perk, by the way.
Another one this year? Another culture change this year?
A different one.
Okay.
You're a bad guy. Just want everybody to know
that's
true. Was Bo.
It's been a meandering,
All right, well, listen, we're going to have Perk. You save your best stuff for Perk. I want to tell you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Speaking of hockey, he's got a couple of sons that are really good young players. But I want to tell you what Michael Kotze does for a living. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Getting you approved, getting you the best rates, doing it quickly. That's what it's all about, man. First-time home buyers, I want to talk to you. Out there starting to make some good money but having trouble getting in the game and getting that first place. Michael Kotze, get all that paperwork done quickly and get you right back in the game. That you find a place you like, you've been qualified, and it's done. We are rolling. The paperwork is there, and you are in great shape. Fixed rates in the fives right now. Self-employed, been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a great program for you, too. By the way, I've been telling everybody, go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews. You're going to like Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, getting deals done in half the time of the big banks. One of the many specialties, reverse mortgages for all the folks that are 62 and older. You qualify. And if you're sitting there with a lot of equity in your home or it's completely paid off, you'd like to have some of that money or all of it, you can get it. The reverse mortgage might be absolutely perfect for you. Hey, if you want to know more about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man truly has no life because he does work 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice, he's an equal housing lender with 35 years in the business.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.